10 Steps to Avoid Common Running Mistakes. What does it take to be a runner? Short shorts, bright socks, $100 shoes, a GPS watch and personalized playlists? Maybe a dog, water bottles attached to your hips, and joining a running gang that meets before sunrise to get mileage in? Well, in all actuality, being a runner only means putting one foot in front of the other, again and again, until the next thing you know, you've put together enough continuous steps to run 1 mile. Then 2, 3, 4. It really is that simple. If you are new to running and not sure where to start, follow these 10 simple steps to make running fun, enjoyable, and part of your regular fitness routine. 1, 2, lace up your shoes. One of the great things about running is the only equipment you need is a good pair of running shoes. While there are many different brightly colored pairs of shoes to pick from and running shoe philosophies to adopt, it's important not to get wrapped up in and overwhelmed by picking the best shoe. When you're just getting started, visit your local running store for a stride assessment. Your community's running shoe experts can be a great resource for helping you get into a good starter shoe. As you progress in your run length and mileage, you may choose to switch up your shoes or try a new style. The good news is that a pair of shoes only lasts a couple of hundred miles anyway, giving you the opportunity to shop around until you find the perfect shoe for you. 3, 4, get yourself out the door. If you're feeling overwhelmed about incorporating running into your workout routine, the first step is to walk out the door and head down your street for a run around your neighborhood. It's important to remember that you don't have to run a marathon to be a runner. New runners make the mistake of heading out for a run that is too far, too intense, and too much for their bodies. Warm up your body before heading out on a run and build up your mileage in gradual stages. Run your first mile. Next time, maybe add one more. But don't add 2 or 3 miles all at once. Take your time building up and enjoy the journey of wherever your running route may take you. Don't try to just go out there and run. It's important to find a schedule where you slowly increase your mileage and you start out at a comfortable level. If your muscles aren't used to the trauma of running, you risk injuring yourself if you do too much in the beginning. 5, 6, pick a routine that sticks. Just because your coworker or neighbor runs marathons and seems to be running every single day doesn't mean it's a good idea for you to hit the pavement every day too. In fact, solely focusing on running and not including cross-training into your workout routine may end up causing more harm than good. Dixon suggests following a routine that alternates a consistent running schedule with resistant training exercises to not only help you run stronger, but also to minimize pains, strains, and injuries. Any type of building exercises, such as squat or lunge movements, can help runners get better control of their legs and build a stronger base. However, Dixon suggests that runners stay away from any type of jumping due to the movement's increased stress on the knees. If you supplement running with resistance training, you will build muscle and strength that can help improve your running results. With simple exercises like resistance band abduction and adduction, wall sits and body weight squats, strengthening of the knees can be accomplished and reducing the risk of injury substantially. The runners you see who have the best results are those who cross-train. 7, 8, stretch your muscles straight. Long, lean muscles are a runner's best friend. When you get caught up in squeezing in extra mileage and cross-training exercises into your routine, though, maintaining your muscles' length, flexibility, and longevity can quickly fall to the wayside. Prior to a run, you can warm up your muscles with dynamic moving stretches, such as walking quad stretches, leg cradles, and straight leg toe-touch marches. After a run, static stretches such as a runner's lunge, bird dog, and stationary calf stretches are good for cooling down your body and preparing your muscles for the next run. To help reduce the risk of some of the most common running injuries, plantar fasciitis, and Achilles tendon strains, focus on stretching all of your leg muscles to not only increase flexibility, but also reduce joint pressure. By setting aside a few minutes out of your day to stretch your leg's main muscle groups, glutes, hamstrings, quadriceps, and calf muscles, you will set yourself up for being a consistent runner for a longer period of time. 9, 10, grab your friends and do it again. After you've been running for a while, the monotony of clicking off mile after mile can quickly lead to a plateau, both mentally and physically. To keep running interesting and fun, mix up your routine by adding a little variety into your routes. Trail running can take you to new, undiscovered territory. A beach run on sand or hilly terrain in the mountains can offer new challenges, both mentally and physically. and grabbing a buddy to chat the miles away can be a welcome change to running solo. Pick whatever works for you to keep running enjoyable and rewarding. If you're getting into fitness for the first time, focus on getting into a routine of doing something you enjoy. Getting yourself into a habit first is the most important thing to establish a healthy lifestyle. If you don't enjoy it, you won't keep doing it. The key is one workout, one meal at a time, over time. It is a marathon, not a sprint. Fitness Together Mission Hills offers personal training with qualified professionals by regular appointments in private suites. Exercise and nutritional programs are custom designed to fit your needs and abilities. Call 619-794-0014 for more information or to schedule a free fitness diagnostic and private training session. See what others are saying about us on Yelp and San Diego City Search.